分解啊真道。
In this session, we're going to talk about a righteous way to truth resolution.
啊，我们都知道圣经啊，是我们生活的指南。
And as we all know, that the Bible is a guide to our life.
啊，只有圣经才能够引导我们走正确的道路。
And only with the Bible that it can lead us to right to walk on the right path.
但是同样一本圣经，有些人却啊误解了圣经的内容。
And even though it's the same Bible, but there are many people that misunderstand the meanings in the Bible.
啊，结果呢，啊，就造成个人的一种迷失。
And then they will feel lost.
啊，比如说这个永生的入门呐、啊，有很多教会误会了。
And for example, this life of salvation, many churches has many misunderstandings of this.
他们不知道要进入永生的路一定要接受合乎圣经的洗礼。
They do not understand that in order to receive salvation, they need to go through baptism that's according to the Bible.
而这个洗礼，合乎圣经的洗礼，才能够让我们有得到这个赦罪的功效。
And only the baptism that's recorded in the Bible, and only that kind of baptism will give us redemption of our sins.
所以道理认识不正确的时候。虽然信了耶稣，永远是在门外。
And when you listen to the wrong truth, you'll always be at the outside of the door.
啊，有些人误解了圣经。
There are many people who misunderstood the Bible.
譬如说，在路加福音十四章。
For example, in Gospel of Luke, chapter 14.
我们请看路加福音十四章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 14.
啊，十四章二十五节。
14:25。
路加福音十四章二十五节。
Also of Luke chapter 14:25。
有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说：“人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。”有人误解了这段话。
And there are some people who have misunderstandings about these two verses.
啊，尤其啊，在后面那里有一个小字。这个爱我胜过爱做言文做恨
And there is smaller caps which says if you love me overcoming love and then the original text means hate
你这样读起来觉得很奇怪
And when you read this you would think it's odd
说若不恨自己的父母妻子儿女就 不能做主的门徒
Which meaning is that if you do not hate your father and mother it's as if you cannot become disciples of the Lord
假如我们不了解啊，这个背景的话
，If we do not understand the background when this was said，
有的人因为信仰走极端
，And there are some people who go to the extremes with their beliefs。
啊，一直热心在教会啊，忽略了家庭。
They have great zealous heart in serving for the church， but they neglect their own family。
不是主耶稣的意思。
This is not what Lord Jesus Christ wanted in us。
这个是一种比较性。
This is a kind of comparison。
啊，在旧约时代。
In the Old Testament times,
啊，就有这样的啊一个说法。
And there's this saying.
啊，在这个旧约时代呢，这个啊耶这个雅各呢，他这个对他的那个妻子呢啊的那种爱啊，我们看这个创世纪二十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 29.
29:30
Chapter 29:30
雅各也与拉结同房并且爱拉结胜过利亚又是服侍了拉班七年31
31
耶和华看到利亚失宠就使他生育拉结却不能生育、啊、这里提到、啊、神看到利亚失宠、啊、这个原文写作恨背恨就是说她利亚呢得到她丈夫的爱少一点点所以叫做被恨
And because it says when the Lord saw Leah was not loved in the original text it said hate and it's only when the husband did not love her as much as before
那么同样的道理呢在路加福音十四章也是这个意思
And with the same meaning it is recorded in Gospel of Luke chapter 14
我们要爱主多于爱过我们自己的亲人
Therefore, it's as if we need to love the Lord more than we love our own family.
这个是一个比较性。
This is only a kind type of comparison.
主是我们，主的话是我们行事的原则。
The Lord is a way that we perform our daily lives and duties.
若是我们在行事为人上面。
And in the way that we do things.
若有什么事情影响了对主的爱。
If there's anything that would affect the love of the Lord that you have for him,
为优先,
then we must choose the Lord's love first.
譬如说我们家人有些人还是在拜拜。
For example, if our family members are still idol worshippers,
但是我们已经信主了。
But we already have believed in the Lord.
那父母叫我们说你要来拜祖先。
Then our parents says you have to come to worship your ancestors.
但是我们知道拜祖先这个是错误的观念。
But we understand that worshiping ancestors is a wrong, something wrong to do.
你要怎么选择呢？
Then what should you choose?
你当然要选择真理啊。
Of course you need to choose the truth.
所以我们要爱主。
Therefore we need to love the Lord.
那个拜祖先这样的观念。
For worshiping the ancestor, this kind
of concept. 把它当作偶像来拜。
We need to think of it as worshiping an idol.
当然是不对。
Of course, this is not correct.
但是这不是告诉我们不要去纪念祖先，不是这样。
But this does not mean that we don't show respect to our
ancestors. 我们把这个祖先当作神来拜就不对。
But we should not worship them as if they're God.
所以在这个取舍之间
Therefore, in the time when you need to take and give up. 你当然
要遵守真理
Of course, you need to take up this truth.
所以这个圣经讲读错了。
So once you misunderstood the Bible.
就会误解真理。
Then you will misunderstand the truth.
有些人信了主以后不管家庭。
There are some people after they believe in the Lord, they do not care about their own families.
对。
This is not right.
圣经里头告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
人若不爱自己的家庭。
If man does not love his own family.
怎么能够去管理教会呢？
How can he go on to take care of the church?
所以这个圣经的道理前后我们要互相的参考。
Therefore, in the teachings and the words in the Bible, we need to understand
it's 才不至于误解圣经
in the, what is said before and after, so we won't misunderstand the Bible.
所以对这个圣经了解都不认识 不清楚的话
So if we don't fully understand the meanings of the Bible,
教会就被分裂掉
then the church will be divided up.
我们看现在很多的教派
We can see there are many different religious denominations.
就是在真理上的认识不一致
It's because that they do not have the same concept in their beliefs.
所以很多的教会就不断地在分裂
AndFrom one church, they divide into many other churches.
但是感谢神，我们真教会
But thank the grace of the Lord that our true church.
若对于道理有不同看法的时候
When we have different concepts and conceptions of the truth.
我们就有一个真理研究会在做研究。
Then there is a small organization that they have, they discuss about the truth in the Bible.
所以我们教会已经有八十几年的历史。
And our church has 80 years of history.
传到了世界各国。
And it has been preached to many different parts of the world.
合为一了，在真道上合一。
But still, we are still teaching one truth, and the truth is united.
所以说，我们很重要的就是要按着正义来分解真道。
Therefore, what we need to do is we need to understand the truth in a righteous way.
我们是要从经文本身去了解神所表达要借着人所表达的意思是什么
？We need to use the Bible verse for us to understand what is the meaning that God is trying to tell us.
而不是把自己的意思把它加进去了。
And not to interpret or replace God's will.
若是这样的话那就把人的意思代替神的意思。
Then if we do that, then we replace our own definitions with God's interpretation.
那这不是真理。
Then that is not the truth.
所以我们来看看有几件事情。
Then we can look at a few incidents.
就是没有按着正义来分解真道。
When you do not use the righteous way to understand the truth.
就产生了很多的错误。
Then there are many mistakes that you would make.
所以我们来谈到为什么会有人有错误的解经呢？
Then we can think about why there are some errors that when we do interpretations of the Bible,
就是他受到错误的传统观念的影响
which that they're affected by traditional ways, traditional views.
有一个很有名的牧师他这样说
There was a very famous pastor, he said this.
他说约翰福音是一卷非常优美的这个圣经
He said that the Gospel of John is a very beautiful a smaller form of the Bible.
但是有一段经文好像写错了。
But I think there is one verse that is wrongly written.
我当时听了也吓了一跳。
And at that time when I heard this, I was alarmed.
我们说圣经的真理是不变的。
Because we believe that the truth in the Bible is everlasting, it does not change.
怎么说圣经不写
错的呢？ How could it be possible that there's anything wrong in the Bible?
那写错的话，我们以后要做什么事情，就失去了依据了。
And if it is wrong, then what we do in the future is it loses its meaning.
他为什么说圣经写错？
Why would he say that the Bible has something written wrong?
因为他们相信了，信了耶稣的时候就有圣灵。
Because they believe that once you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以就会有这样的观念。
So they have that kind of concept.
我们来看约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 7.
啊，三十八节。
Verse 38.
信我的人就如经上所说从他腹中要流出活水的江河来三十九节
39.
耶稣这个话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的那时还没有赐下圣灵来因为耶稣还未得着荣耀啊，这个地方告诉我们
This part it tells us
主耶稣在向众人说到啊，信他的人要从腹中流出活水的江河
And Jesus Christ says, whoever believes in me, as the scripture he said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
这句话的意思呢，在三九节说是人相信他的人呢、啊，要受圣灵了。
And this, the meaning of that was described in verse 39 is by this he meant the Spirit.
可是约翰福音在这里特别强调，当主耶稣讲这个话的时候，还没有赐下圣灵来。
But then later on, the verse it clearly emphasized that when Jesus Christ talked about this in the Gospel of John, that at that time the Spirit had not been given.
啊，因为那时候耶稣还没有死而复活。
Because he had not been yet died and resurrected.
那这位牧师呢，怎么说写错的呢？
Then why did this pastor say that this is wrongly written?
他说奇怪，怎么那时候没有赐下圣灵呢？
And he would think that why was there no Holy Spirit that was given?
因为在他们观念说，信了耶稣就有圣灵啊。
Because what they believe is that in their concept, once you believe, you receive the Holy Spirit.
耶稣十二个门徒跟随他的。
The 12 disciples that followed Jesus.
当时的耶稣门徒没有圣灵吗？
At that time, did they not have the Holy Spirit?
他们认为是有圣灵。
They believe that they did have the Holy Spirit.
因为这是他们的观念。
Because that's their concept.
所以当他们看到这段圣经的时候，
But therefore, when we read this part of the Bible,
他就觉得说这个圣经写错了。
Then they think that this part of the Bible is wrongly written.
但是我们大家都知道啊。
But we all know this.
使徒行传第一章那里讲。
In Acts chapter 1, there it says.
说主耶稣说要我们等候圣灵啊。
Lord Jesus Christ tells us, wait for the Holy Spirit.
升天以后圣灵才降下来。
After he ascends up into heaven, the Holy Spirit will come down.
那么清楚的经文。
What a clear verse that's recorded.
他们把那件事情当作特殊事件。
And they regard that incident as reported in Acts as just something that's another special incident.
所以他们说信就有了。
Because they believe that once you believe, you receive.
不必求了。
You do not need to ask for and pray for.
这是他们的观念。
This is their concept.
因为这样错误的观念了。
And this wrong conception.
一直到今天，他们没有那种得圣灵说方言的体验。
All the way up until today, they do not have that experience of speaking in tongue.
这很可怕。
This is something that is very scary.
一个错误的信仰导致于他们所有的这个信徒啊，都没有真正得到圣灵。
Because of one misconception that led to all of their members not being able to receive the salvation.
第二个呢
？Secondly.
啊，有些人为什么会错误的解经
？Then why are there some ways errors when we do interpretations of the Bible?
因为他误用了解经的原则。
Because they misused the principles of the hermeneutics.
比如说我们在解释圣经的时候
For example, when we are trying to interpret the Bible
有一个比较困难的地方
There's a very difficult part
圣经到底是照字面解释呢还是字里面还有意思呢
Do we interpret the Bible by what the words are written there Or are there other meanings within these words
什么时候照字面解释
When do we interpret only the words
什么时候是要去了解字里面的含义。
And when do we interpret the meanings that's within these words?
啊，我们比如说看到这个诗篇的二十二篇第六节。
For example, when we see Psalms chapter 22 verse 6.
这个大卫呢，他自己这样说。
David himself he said this.
我们看看诗篇二十二篇。
Psalms 22.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这里大卫这样说：“但我是虫，不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视。”当我们读到这段圣经的时候， 难道我们会去相信大卫说他就是虫？不是的。
And when we read this part of the Bible, would you actually believe that David, he is a worm and not a man?
我们不会这样去想。
We would not think of it this way.
不会照字面解释。
We would not describe it word for word.
因为我们看到下文就知道了嘛。
Because when you read the second part of the verse, we understand.
因为下文是说他被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视。
Because he is scorned by men and despised by the people.
所以他的那时的感受就是，我好像一条虫，没有用的。
Therefore, what he felt at that time was that as if he was just like a worm, he was of no use. He did not seem as if he was a man.
所以这个很清楚，我们知道这个是一种形容的说法。
And here clearly we understand this is only a way of description.
所以没有人会相信大卫是一条虫。
And therefore no one will believe that David is actually a worm.
那么同样的道理。
And with the same teaching.
有一个教派。
And there's a certain religious denomination.
他在解释这个传道书第一章第四节的时候。
When they try to interpret Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第一章第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
这里有一句话这样说。
It says there.
一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。这个教派叫做耶和华见证人的教派。
And this religious denomination, they're the Jehovah Witness.
他们是说，你看，这里讲地永远长存啊。
And here they say the earth remains forever.
所以他们相信世界不会毁灭。
And therefore they believe that the world will not end.
他说其他教派都是骗人的，怎么说世界会毁灭？
And they think that all the other religious denominations are just lying and saying that the world would end.
这等于是在威胁我们嘛。
And that is just a threat for us.
他照字面解释。
They describe this word for word.
但是他没有注意去看这段经文。
But they do not carefully to go to understand about
this
verse.
人的一代跟地来比较啊，显得地是永远长存。
Because when you compare a generation of a man to the time of the land seems as if it's living forever.
这个是比较性的说法。
This is only a way of comparing.
可是他们呢，却照字面解释了。
But what they did here was they explained it word for word, interpreted that way.
但是还是有人受骗。
But there are still people that go in and to believe in this lie.
有一个姐妹就写信给教会。
And there was a sister that wrote a letter to the church.
你看这里讲地永远长存啊。
She said that, see, there it records the earth remains forever. Then why do we keep on emphasizing that the world is coming to an end? Are you lying to us? And therefore she left the church. And how foolish she is. She just interpreted this word for word. This is something of a great regret. Therefore when we interpret the Bible, we need to come to realize this. Either should we interpret the word word for word, or is there other deeper meanings within these words? And the third reason for interpreting the Bible in the wrong way.
就是他只重视理性，而轻忽了信心。
And they only emphasize on reason but overlooking faith.
现在有很多神学家。
Right now there are many theological.
他们不相信神迹。
And they do not believe in miracles.
他们认为说应该把神迹抽掉。
They think that they should take away miracles and belief.
因为这是科学证明不出来的。
Because these are something that scientists and cannot prove.
所以有一次我听到外教一个牧师也这样说。
And therefore, once when I heard a pastor from another church say this,
他谈到挪亚的方舟啊。
They talked about Noah's Ark.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
你看挪亚方舟的这个那个大小呢，可以算得出来。
He said that you can actually have precise measurements for Noah's Ark.
挪亚方舟装了什么东西呢？
And what was inside Noah's Ark?
挪亚一家八口。
Noah and his family of eight.
里面还有很多很多的动物。
And there are many, many other kinds of animals.
那剩下的地方啊，要装着饲料或是食物。
And the places that's left over in the ark, you need to put the food.
假如我们好好算算挪亚的这个方舟的体积的话。
If we carefully go to make clear measurements of how big this Noah's ark was.
这个挪亚方舟并不是相当大。
You can see that Noah's Ark was not of a great size. 可是圣
经告诉我们,
but the Bible tells us,
这些方舟自从大水下来之后,
after the flood has deposited,
门就关起来了,
then the After the rain came down, the flood rises.
经过一年的时间呢，门才打开。
The door was closed, and only after 1 year, the door was open.
所以经过他们的推理。
And through their thinkings.
他说：“你们想想看。”
You could think about this.
方舟里的食物怎么能够维持动物跟人一年的需求呢？
They think that how could the food that's within the ark be able to fulfill the needs of the animals and the men?
照他这样的推算啊，算起来真的很不可能啊。
And when they calculate this, it almost seems as if it's possible.
这个牧师就问大家。
And this pastor asks everyone.
请问你们认为挪亚方舟这个事件是神话还是真的呢？
And they asked him, do you think this is just only a mystery and also this is only a story and it's not true?
在座的很多都是一些牧者啦，那一些信徒。
And the people that were in the congregation were mostly members and pastors.
大家一时啊，都没有讲话。
And at that time, no one said anything.
然后呢，这个牧师就宣布说，挪亚的方舟啊，这件事是神话，不是真的。
And then this pastor announced that the story of Noah's Ark is only merely just a story, but it's not of truth.
假如有人这样跟我们讲的时候，
if someone told you this,
那你的看法如何呢？
What will be your concept?
你认为挪亚方舟是神话吗？
Do you only think that Noah's Ark is only merely a story?
That's not true. 我们如何去见证说这个不是神话？
If we go on to testify that this is not just a story.
我们看新约圣经里头啊，有很多的见证。
We can read many different testimonies that's in the New Testament.
我们可以从新约来找答案。
We can find answers from the New Testament.
请看路加福音十七章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 17.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。那时候的人又吃又喝又娶又嫁，到挪亚惊慌舟的那日，洪水就来把他们灭掉。这里是用挪亚的方舟来说明到世界末日的事情。
Here they use the story of Noah's Ark to talk about the end of day for men.
人子要来之前就是世界末了的时候了。
And when the Son of Man comes, and that means it's almost the end of the world.
说这个末世的人跟挪亚那时代的人呢，罪恶满盈啊。
And the people of the end time is just like the time of Noah when they were full of sins.
跟挪亚时代没有两样。
And they're all the same.
假如挪亚的方舟这事情不是真的的话
，If you think that this Noah's Ark was not true,
主要是引用挪亚方舟的事情啊，来说明末世的事情，那是没有用的。
Then why would Jesus use Noah's Ark, that incident, to describe the people of the end times?
更重要的在彼得前书第三章。
What's even more important is recorded in 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得为了要说明洗礼的这个重要性。
For Peter to tell people how important baptism is.
他就用挪亚的这个方舟来说明。
And he used Noah's Ark to tell people this.
我们看第三章二十节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 20.
就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟，神容忍等待的时候，不信从的人当时进入方舟，接着水得救的不多，只有八个人。这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。这洗礼不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前无愧的良心。这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us this.
这个方舟的这个事件啊，
This incident of Noah's Ark，
这用来说明洗礼的道理。
This describes and symbolizes baptism，
非常重要的道理。
A very important teaching。
然后挪亚方舟是假的。
And if Noah's Ark was not something that's true，
那这个用这个来说明洗礼道理是这个证据是非常脆弱。
Then this evidence of trying to just tell you about the baptism would be very weak。
所以就可以让我们知道。这个挪亚的方舟不是一种神话。
Therefore, we can come to understanding that Noah's Ark is not only like a fairy tale.
我们再看希伯来书十一章。
Then we look at Book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
十一章的第七节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7.
这里也提到挪亚因着信得到神的指示，他未见的事动了敬畏的心，预备了一次方舟，使他全家得救。 因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。这里提到挪亚的好的信心就在于他建造方舟。
Here in verse 7, there it tells us because of Noah's faith that he built this ark.
这里要我们啊去效法挪亚的这个信心。
And here it wants us to imitate the faith of Noah.
假如挪亚这个事情不是真的，
if this was not true, this Noah's ark,
何必去效法挪亚呢？
Then why do we need to imitate his ways?
所以从这几段的圣经啊，我们就可以知道挪亚方舟是一个事实，不是神话。
And from these few verses in the Bible, we can come to understanding that this is true, this Noah's Ark did exist.
同样的道理。
And with the same teaching,
有人就提出一个质问。
And people have brought a rise up this question.
真教会是唯一得救的教会吗？
Is the church the only church of salvation?
世界人口那么多。
There's so many people in the world.
我们信徒不超过200万。
And our members has only gone to
200,000.
Is it true that only our church is the church of salvation?
当然从理性去思考啊。
And when we think about this logically,
有时候想不通。
Sometimes we cannot find an answer.
就好像挪亚那个时代。
Just like the people of time of Noah.
人那么多。
There's so many people.
得救的只有八个。
The only people saved, there's only 8.
我们用理性去思考会想不通的。
When we use our logical ways to think about this, we cannot find an answer.
神为什么那么残忍啊？把所有人都灭掉，只剩下八个。
We think how cruel God is to kill everyone in this world and only leave 8 to survive.
但是神行事是公义的。
But you must remember the way God does his work is righteous.
同样的道理。
And with the same teaching.
今天得救的教会。
Today, the true church of salvation.
完全啊，接受这本圣经。
We need to fully to accept this Bible.
所以我们从圣经的真理就可以去分辨。
So from the truth and teachings in the Bible, we can differentiate this.
那么多的教派他们在传耶稣。
There's so many religious denominations that preach Jesus.
我们这几天也谈过这样的事情。
And these few days we have talked about this.
很多他们并没有照神的话去做。
Many of them do not do according to what the Lord's words.
比如说洗礼啊，怕水太冷了，就挖个水池来洗礼。
For example, when they have baptism, because they're afraid the water is too cold, so they dig up a place to fill water in.
这个在主后100年的时候就发生了。
And this happened very soon after the death of Jesus, 100 years after.
所以这错误的做法延续到今天。
Therefore, these wrong ways of baptism has continued on today.
很多教会就是用人的意思来代替神的意思。
And many religious denominations use the ways of men, conceptions of ways to replace God's.
这样也得救了。
Can we say that these people will be saved?
但是这样的洗礼从来没有血水圣灵的见证。
Because all these baptisms was not combined with the testimony of water, the Spirit, and then the blood.
所以我们读圣经，当然要凭理性。
So sometimes when we read the Bible, we cannot only have logical.
但是我们也不要忽略了信心。
But we should not deny and forget about our faith.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is something very important.
啊，所以，啊，现在有些人把圣经解错了。
And there are people who have wrong interpretations of the Bible.
就是那个用了错误的工具书。
It might have been they have used the wrong reference books.
啊，有些圣经啊是一种研读本了、啊、哈。就是 study Bible，
and there are some Bibles are just like study Bibles。
里头有很多的参考资料。
Then there's a lot of references for you to read in the Bible。
最近有一个姐妹问我说：“传道，那这圣经是不是全部都对呢？”
And there's a sister that asked me, "This kind of Bible, is it everything that's true that's recorded in there?"
就翻了几段，我知道说一定是写错了。
And I flipped to a few parts, which I knew that in her Bible it's wrongly written.
啊，就换了几段他们注解的圣经啊，就告诉他们，真的这些都写错了。
And I flipped to those parts, and I told her the parts that's written in that Bible, the references are wrong.
所以，假如我们不会分辨的时候，哈，读了很多参考资料，有时候无形当中被影响了。
So sometimes when we cannot differentiate what's right and wrong, and we read many reference books, then our concepts will be changed.
在神学研究里头，有一门叫做教义史。
And in the theological study, there is one part that is called
教育的历史
and which is the history.
啊，其实啊，这个教育史就是说教义的不断的演变。
Which is the church doctrine's history, and these church doctrines they change and change.
各位想一想，真理怎么会不断演变呢？
Then when you think about this, how is it possible that the truth would change?
真理本来就不变了。
The truth does not change.
啊，所以他们教义一直在演变，就是证明了很多的教义是错误的。
And if their church doctrine continues to change, that means their doctrines are wrong and their histories are wrong.
啊，所以我们读共济书的时候一定要分辨。
So therefore, when we read reference books, we need to differentiate.
好，那我们来谈解经的条件。
Then we talk about conditions for a Bible interpretations.
我们解经一定要靠着真理的圣灵。
We need to have the spirit of the truth.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章
John chapter 3、
啊、第五节
Verse 5
耶稣说我实实在在告诉你人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国这里讲得很清楚
Here it tells us very clearly
你要从水和圣灵生
And unless he's born of water and the spirit
你要进入神的国就没办法了解神的事情
Then if you cannot enter into the kingdom of God, then you will not understand about God.
所以我经历了跟几个牧师的谈道。
And I have encountered some conversations with other pastors.
他一直强调悔改就得救了。
They kept on emphasizing once you repent, then you will receive salvation.
我说不是这样的。
I tell them this is not so.
我跟他讲洗礼才有赦罪的功效。
Only through baptism that you can wash away your sins.
我拿圣经给他看。
And I flipped to the Bible for them to see.
圣经写得很清楚。
The Bible clearly written down.
但他的眼睛好像被蒙了一蒙盖了。
But as if their eyes have been covered.
他没办法去了解。
He cannot come to a realization, understanding.
所以一个重生的生命非常可贵。
And therefore, a life of rebirth is very important.
圣灵在帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit helps us.
我们要读圣经就容易了。
Then when the Holy Spirit helps us, when we read the Bible, it's much easier.
我们领受的圣灵。
And therefore, for our members, when we receive the Holy Spirit,
我们也有重生的洗礼。
Then we have a baptism of rebirth.
我们更应该谦卑的，靠着圣灵帮助来学习道理。
And then we should have a humble heart and have the assistance of the Holy Spirit to learn about the truth.
再来就是我们要熟读圣经。
The next is we should read the Bible thoroughly.
有些人啊，只读新约不读旧约。
There's some people that only read the New Testament but not the Old Testament.
这个旧约律法哈，是定人的罪，这没有用。
Because they believe that the laws of the Old Testament are only to condemn men's sin.
其实不是这样子。
But this is not so.
新旧约彼此相辅相成，非常重要。
The Old Testament and New Testament, they work with one another. They're both very important.
有些以为说安息日应该改为礼拜天了。
And some people believe that the Sabbath day should be turned to Sunday.
新约时代已经不要守安息日。
Because in the New Testament, they do not have Sabbath day.
其实我们熟读旧约圣经就可以了解。
But when we read the Old Testament, we can understand this.
旧约圣经里头早已经告诉我们。
The Old Testament has told us this long before.
主耶稣救恩完成之后，就一定要守安息日。
After the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ has been completed, then we need to obey the Sabbath.
外邦人也可以守安息日。
In that time, even the Gentiles can obey the Sabbath.
请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的五十六章。
Isaiah chapter 56.
以赛亚书五十六章。
Isaiah chapter 56.
第二节
Verse 2
谨守安息日而不干犯禁止自己的手不作恶的这样行这样持守人变为有福第三节
Verse 3
跟耶和华联合的外邦人、啊、不要说耶和华必将我从他的民中分别出来太监也不要说我是孤数的在旧约时代、啊、外邦人太监不能守神的这个安息日
And in the Old Testament, Gentiles and Enoch, they cannot obey the Holy Sabbath.
那第四节一直到第六节、啊、
And from verse 4 to 6,
这里就告诉他们说，太监你可以守安息日了。
And told them that the Enochs who can also keep the Sabbath.
跟神联合的外邦人也可以守安息日了。
And even those Gentiles can also come to obey the Sabbath.
假如我们再从以赛亚书往前看。
And if we read forward before Book of Isaiah,
你就可以知道它的时间顺序。
Then you can understand its time period.
五十三章呢，很清楚，大家了解，这是在讲耶稣死而复活的事情。
And in chapter 53, there records the death and resurrection of Christ.
他完成十字架的救恩。
And he has completed his salvation of the cross.
54章呢?
And in chapter 54,
假如我们读的第一节,
when we read verse 1,
你就可以知道保罗啊，在加拉太书讲到，这个是预表新约的教会建立。
And it's just like Paul in the book of Galatians, he talked about this is a sign of the church that is established in the New Testament.
第五十五章呢?
And in chapter 55,
讲到这个福音呢，不要用钱买。
The gospel should not be bought with money.
人人可以领受这个福音。
And everyone can come to receive this gospel.
领受了福音以后。
And once you receive this gospel,
很重要的一件事情,
there's one thing that's very important.
要守安息日。
We need to obey the Sabbath.
所以从这个顺序来看,
and when we see this kind of order,
我们就可以知道这个是在新约的时代要守的。
And we can see all these things recorded in the Old Testament are things we still obey in the New Testament.
所以旧约的圣经已经证明了这件事情。
So the Old Testament, the book of the Old Testament has evidence for this.
但很可惜，现在很多的教会礼拜天把它代替了这个星期六的安息日。
But it is a pity that many other religious denominations that they use Sunday as the Sabbath day.
在五十八章这里。
And in chapter 58,
13节一直到14节,
from verse 13 to 14,
这里告诉我们要尊重这个日子。
There it tells us that we should respect this day.
14节那里讲到。
Verse 14, there it tells us.
那么这样的人啊，就能够从神那边得到喜乐。
And the people will find joy in the Lord.
啊，得到祝福。
And they will receive these blessings.
所以说我们啊，读要解经，不要只读新约，也要读旧约。
So when we want to interpret the Bible, we should not only read the New Testament, but also the Old Testament.
那再来呢？
And
我们读经以后，就是要活用出来。
And after we read the Bible, the teachings and the truth, then we should live it, put it in our daily life.
比如说我们读的这个马太福音十一章。
For example, after we read Matthew chapter 11.
二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
我们就知道主耶稣在安慰。在患难中的人。
And this is the way Jesus comforted people that were in times of trouble and need.
就是说你有什么压力，有什么重担，交托主耶稣。
Is that when if you have any kind of burden or any kind of pressure, you can give it all up to
Jesus. 你就可以得到平安。
Then you will receive this peace.
我们有一位弟兄当警官。
And there was a brother that was an officer.
那么他很受重用。
And he was greatly used and respected.
但是呢，工作压力太大。
But because he had too much pressure during his work.
有一天大到他想要拿他的手枪啊，来自杀。
This pressure welled up to a point that he wanted to commit suicide.
就在要自杀的时候。
And at that point, when he was just pointing his gun in his head,
就写了这段经文。
And he saw on his desk, there was this verse written.
主耶稣说，劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
第几节？
28节。
Verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened.
所以他看到这段经文。
And when he saw this verse,
他就赶快跑进去去祷告了。
And he quickly ran into the church to pray.
然后呢，要求他的太太也为他祷告。
And he asked his wife also to pray for him.
祷告以后，压力就没了。
And after he finished praying, his pressure subsided.
It's gone. 这个重担。
Because he believed that the God will take up his burdens.
所以这个圣经读了以后，就是要活用。
So after we read the Bible, we need to put it to use.
好，那我们来进一步来说明。
Then we should go to the next step to explain.
我们在读圣经。
When we read the Bible.
你拿到一段经文。
And when we get a particular verse,
然后呢，要去解释。
And we need to interpret this.
拿到一个教训，就是不改变的教训。
And once you receive this teaching, it's a teaching that it does not change.
因为真理本来就是不改变的。
Because the truth does not change.
然后呢，要活用在生活上。
And you need to use it in your daily life.
要读到这个步骤，才算是你读完圣经读懂了。
And only when you have finished, completed all of these three tasks that you have come to understanding of the Bible.
那么解经要怎么解释？
Then how should we interpret the Bible?
就是你要可以问两个问题的。
You can ask two questions.
这个经文什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
它为什么要这样写呢？
And why was it written that way?
你可以问这两个问题。
You can ask these two questions.
问了以后怎么解释？
And after you ask these two questions, then how should you explain?
四个原则我们可以抓住。
There are four points that we should grab hold of.
来帮助我们来解释圣经。
To help us and assist us in interpreting the Bible.
第一个方法就是你要从字面上去了解。
The first is we should explain it and understand its literal meaning.
有的是你从字面就可以知道了。
And for some, you can understand the meaning from word for word.
但是你从有时候从字面上还没办法了解。
But some other times, if you only read word for word, you will not come to understanding. You need to read what's before and after.
对，有些字眼呢。
And there's some texts.
你当然要去看一些参考书。
You need to go read reference books.
比如说我们昨天在讲团契这个字眼。
For example, when we talked about the word fellowship yesterday.
当然了，在英文可能或许了解，容易了解。
And maybe in the English version, it's easier to understand.
中文就受到翻译的限制。
But in the Chinese translation, there is restrictions.
那你从工具书里头可以找到这个字眼的意思。
But from reference books, you can come to understanding of what is the true meaning of fellowship.
第二个就是要看上下文。
And the second is you need to read pre and post text.
比如说罗马书十章第十节。
For example, in Romans chapter 10, verse 10.
外教会常常说，心里相信就得救了。
And they say that for with your heart believes in, then you are justified.
因为他忽略了罗马书第六章所说的相信的内容。
Because they have forgotten what is recorded in Romans chapter 6, the content of belief.
要相信受洗的真理。
Which is to believe in the truth of baptism.
所以读圣经，你上下文一定要看一看。
So when you read the Bible, you need to read pre and post text.
那再来就是已经解经。
And next is to explain the Bible scriptures and using scriptures.
譬如说这个乐园到底在哪里啊?
For example, where is this paradise?
那么在这个哥罗后书十二章第二节到第四节。
And in 2 Corinthians,
保罗呢就是在异象当中被提到这个乐园去。
And in Paul's vision, he was taken up to the paradise.
他说这个乐园啊，就是圣经所说的第三层天啊。
And this paradise is just like what the Bible had recorded, and it is the third level of heaven.
所以我们从哥林多后书十二章第二节读下去就知道了。
So when we read 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 2 onwards, we can understand.
第二节那里说到第三层天。
And in verse 2 there it says the third level of heaven.
第四节就提到它那个叫做乐园。
And in verse 4 there tells us that place is called paradise.
能够跟神这个沟通的地方。
It's a place where men is permitted to interact with God.
在那个地方真的是好的无比。
And at that place it's really wonderful.
就是这个用已经解经。
And you use scriptures to interpret scriptures.
另外呢，有的必须要了解背景。
And of course, you also need to understand the background.
比如说我们看到诗篇92篇。
It's just like when we read Psalms chapter 92.
诗篇92篇的12节。
Psalms 92 verse 12.
这里来形容义人呢，他要发旺，好像棕树生长，好像黎巴嫩的香柏树。他说义人呢，得到神的祝福。
After this righteous man has received the blessing of God.
然后说他是像棕树，又像是梨香柏树。
And he will flourish like a palm tree or a cedar.
那这什么意思？
What does this mean?
你要了解棕树生长在海平面底下的那个低地。
You have to understand that palm trees grow below the equator.
那个气候炎热。
And these places, the weather is humid.
但是树叶呢？非常的茂盛青翠。
But all these leaves of the tree, they're very green.
那黎巴嫩的香柏树呢？
Then what about the cedar of Lebanon?
大概生长在3000公尺以上的高山。
They probably grow up at sea level 3000 above sea level.
经常下雪。
It's a place where snows often.
这个香柏树仍然是青翠的，这个树叶茂盛的。
But still the cedar tree flourishes green.
这是告诉我们义人不管处在任何的环境。
This tells us that a righteous man, no matter in what kind of situation.
不管是地位卑贱或是地位高贵。
It doesn't matter if their roles and status in life is of high or low.
他的生命力一样是非常旺盛。
Then their life still flourishes.
所以有时候从背景我们就可以了解它的含义。
So sometimes when we understand the background, then we can understand its So when we try to interpret the Bible, then we can find answers with these four ways.
啊, 那谈到应用,
then we use how to use the Bible.
譬如说我们读到马可福音第十章,
For example, if we read Gospel of Mark, chapter 10,
耶稣教导我们要成为仆人来服侍,
we have to become the servant of the Lord to serve.
啊, 那么, 第十章的45节,
Mark 10, verse 42,
45. 他说人子来不是要受人的服侍, 乃要服侍人, 并且舍命做多人的赎价。 这谈到服侍的道理。
Here tells us a teaching of servitude.
主耶稣来到世上就是要服侍人。
When Jesus Christ came into this world, it is to serve.
那怎么服侍呢?
How does he serve?
这个从字面我们是可以了解这个意思。
And from these word for word, we can understand.
那我们要用在生活上。
And we have to put this in our daily life.
那举例来说。
And for example.
那圣经是最好的, 很多充满这些例子。
And the Bible is the best way to use this because it has many examples.
比如说耶稣为门徒洗脚。
For example, when Jesus Christ had foot washing for his disciples. This is a way to show humbleness and servitude.
那我们也可以用教会的见证。
We can use testimonies in the church.
有一个姐妹啊,
and there was a sister.
她受了很高, 啊, 很多的教育,
and she was educated very well. After she got married,
生了孩子,
she had children.
就开始来教养孩子,
and she started to teach her children.
啊, 料理家事,
and to take care of the household tasks.
洗尿布,
and she would wash the diapers.
在这段时间呢, 她心里很, 很闷, 啊,
and during all these time, she didn't feel good inside.
她说我受了那么多的教育,
she said, I was educated so well.
假如一直留在家里做这些家事的话,
if I keep on staying at home and doing all these housework,
那我所读的这些书, 不是白费了吗?
Then wouldn't be all the books and the education I've gone through all become in vain.
她想要到外面去闯天下,
she wanted to go out into the world to make her mark.
但是看到主耶稣这种洗脚的精神,
but when she saw this, when Jesus Christ performed this foot washing,
主耶稣天上的神啊,
and she thought, Jesus Christ is a God in heaven.
那我跟主耶稣怎么比得上呢?
How can I even compare myself to God in heaven?
我所领受这些教育只是一部分而已。
An education that I have received in this world is only a little part.
主耶稣那么谦卑地服侍众人。
Jesus Christ was so humble to serve everyone.
所以她想她应该在家里啊, 好好地来, 啊, 帮助她丈夫, 来教养她的儿女。
So she thought to herself she should stay at home to teach her children and to assist her husband.
后来她丈夫成功了。
And in the end, her husband was successful. But she is the one that has the greatest effect for that. Her education that she had gone through was not merely in vain.
所以我们用这样的见证啊,
so we can use this kind of testimony that's in the church to understand the teaching of servitude.
当然呢,
of course, we can find other stories in the Bible that's related to this topic.
譬如说在有一次啊, 残障的, 啊, 运动啊, 大会里面,
and for example, in a handicap athlete competition,
有10个人啊, 他是拿着拐杖的,
and there were 10 people, athletes that had a cane.
他们要跑100米的比赛,
they have to run the 100 meter race.
枪声一响的时候,
and once the gun,
他们就开始跑了,
and when the gun was banged, they started to run.
其中有一个跌倒了,
and there was one of them that fell.
一个拿着拐杖跌倒的要自己爬起来, 很不容易。
Indeed, it's very difficult for a man with a cane when they're running to fall to get up again.
他挣扎到最后哭了很大声。
And in the end, he cried loudly.
那时候在前面那9个人一听到,
and the 9 that were in front of him, when they heard this,
一个一个人停下来转过头,
one of them, each of them, turned their heads and to turn back.
然后他们去要扶这个跌倒人起来。
And they all went back to assist this man that had fallen for him to get up.
所以九个人啊, 合作把那一个跌倒的扶起来了。
And therefore, the nine assisted this one man that fell, and so assist him to get up.
然后这十个人手牵手啊，向着啊那个目标走。
And then these 10 people, hand in hand, they went for the end line.
那时候，在观众台上的那些观众啊，很感动，大家都站起来鼓掌。
And the people that were watching this race, they were all really touched, and so they all stood up to clap.
那鼓掌也有十几分钟。
And that clapping went on for more than 10 minutes.
因为这些人虽然外表残障啊，内心却是爱心是完全的。
And even though physical body, they're handicapped, but their heart is so complete.
他们能够来服侍那个软弱的。
They can come to help and serve that one that is weak.
这个用故事啊来做样这样的来补充。
And we can use this kind of story to put more emphasis on the truth.
也可以用在教会的这个事工上面。
Of course, we can also use that kind of story to make examples for servitude in the church.
比如说灵恩布道会啊，很多人被派的工作。
For example, for the spiritual convocation, there's many people that have been ordered different kind of tasks.
有些老人家没有被派工作了。
And there's some elderly members who does not have anything to do.
对，感谢主啊，这些年老的弟兄姐妹呢，他们相约在布道会前呢，提早来教会祷告。
But thank the grace of the Lord that these elderly members, they gather together and they pray for this event.
他们认为说，我们虽然什么都不能做，至少祷告可以做。
And these elderly members, they think that even though we cannot, and we do not have any ability to do anything, but we can pray.
这些老人的这样的服侍啊，也感动了很多弟兄姐妹。
So these elderly members' servitude has also touched the brothers and sisters.
所以服侍的道理啊，我们就要用在生活上面。
So the teachings of servitude, we need to put it into our daily lives.
那么有这几种的方式啊，可以来应用。
And we can use these few ways. 啊，
所以说我们有时候发现哈，讲道跟解经的问题。
So sometimes we will come to realize that there are some problems in interpreting the Bible.
啊，有些人拿了一段圣经起来哈，没有解经就开始应用。
And there are some people who do not even interpret a certain verse in the Bible and they started to use it.
比如说有些人翻了提摩太后书啊第一章第五节。
Some people, they would turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5.
看到这里说，哎呀，这个提摩太的外祖母跟他的母亲呢，来建立他的没有虚伪的信心。
And that we can see that the grandmother and also and the mother of Timothy has established his faith.
他们就马上用到说啊，我们要跟他们一样，要加强宗教教育。
Then they would think that, oh, we need to be just like them. We should put more emphasis on religious education.
他没有仔细去看这一段圣经真正的地方要强调的地方是什么。
But they did not clearly to go in depth to understand what is the most emphasized part of that verse.
这里特别要强调那种没有虚假的信心呢。
And there it wants to emphasize that this sincere faith.
那我们就要去看这个提摩太的母亲或是外祖母留下了什么好的榜样。
Then we need to see the grandmother and also the mother of Timothy. What kind of role models have they been?
这个从使徒行传十六章那里啊就可以知道。
And from Acts chapter 16, we can see.
提摩太的妈妈呢，把她献给神啊，来当传道。
And the mother of Timothy had offered up Timothy to God for him to become a preacher.
在这之前呢，他看到保罗为了传道被打，打得很惨。
And before that, Timothy's mother had already seen that Paul, for preaching the words of the Lord, he was whipped.
这个妈妈明明知道当传道是当时是那么危险了，她竟然勇敢地把孩子献上去。
And this mother already knowing that for a child to become a preacher is something that is very hard and it will be many hardships that come upon him, but she still offers him up.
没有虚假的信心的表现。
And this is an example of a sincere faith.
所以假如我们没有好好去查考的话，
So today if we do not go fully into deep understanding,
我们就失掉了认识这段圣经真正的意义在哪里。
Then we have neglected and have passed by the true meaning of that verse.
那有些呢是有解经但是没有应用。
And there are some people who do interpret the Bible, but they do not put it to use.
比如说有些人谈到夫妻的道理。
For example, if there is teachings about married couples,
他可以从旧约啊，很多的经文一直引用到新约来。
They can use different Bible verses all the way from Old Testament to the New Testament.
理论讲了很多，但是没有应用。
But they have many different verses and teachings, but they do not use it.
所以有些人听的道理又觉得说，这个跟我有什么关系啊？
And therefore, people, when they listen to these teachings, they'll think, what does this have to do with me?
啊，总而言之就是我们呢，要学会怎么样解释圣经。
In conclusion, what we need to do is we to understand how we interpret the Bible.
怎么样活用圣经。
And how to put the Bible teachings to use.
那如同提摩太后书三章十六节所说的。
It's just like in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
啊，说圣经是神所默示的。啊，那么对于我们呢，都是非常有益。
All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching.
啊，使我们呢能够啊行得完全啊，能够行出很多的善事出来。
So that the man may be fully, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
啊，所以在这个末世啊，很多人读了圣经，误解了，就影响了他一生。
And therefore, at this end time, when people read the Bible wrongly, then they will have misunderstandings of the Bible.
他们没有从啊这个真理当中得到啊神的造神的福气。
They have not received this blessing from the Lord from this truth that they're reading.
所以我们呢、啊，要不但看重圣经，要学习怎么去读圣经。
So not only we should put great emphasis on reading the Bible, but we need to understand how to read the Bible.
好，我们这一节先讲到这个地方。
And we'll end here.